This is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Peanuts, Cracker Jacks, hot dogs to go.
All right, sports takeouts with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Lots to talk about. Good morning. Baseball begins this weekend. Right?
We're ready for baseball.
Yeah, you're ready for baseball. Yeah. I mean, the first bat's going to be heard at Fenway Park. It's in Yankees-Red Sox.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
It feels like a long time, but it really hasn't been that long, actually.
A long, cold winter.
But we're definitely ready for some baseball.
And, you know, all of America is ready for the Yankees to stumble and not make it back to the World Series. But
yeah.
They're looking pretty strong, that's for sure.
They're looking strong. The Red Sox also look very strong. They have incredible pitching. So,
you know who else
the Yankees need to be careful about that. The Detroit Tigers.
The Detroit Tigers.
Yeah. Tigers look good, yep. Well, you know, there'll be plenty to talk about on baseball, and there's nothing definitive in baseball this weekend other than just fans going back to the park and feeling really great.
Exactly.
But it's all definitive for the Final Four. The NCAA tournament, yes. Men's tournament, comes to an end this weekend, and Butler, Michigan State, West Virginia, and Duke. Give us the analysis, Ibrahim.
Well, here we go. So I think in terms of Michigan State and Butler, you have two teams that are as diametrically opposed as they could possibly be. Michigan State has Tom Izzo as the coach, and Tom Izzo's he's one of the best coaches of his generation. He's a younger coach in terms of he's going to be around for another 20 years, and he's going to be successful for that time period. So you're seeing him in his prime. So I think Michigan State's going to definitely be prepared. Now, Butler, on the other hand, they're coming home to play in Indianapolis. So they're a small school. They've never been to the Final Four. There's a lot of emotion riding there, and that could work for them and against them.
And you always go for the smushy emotion thing, right? You want Butler?
Well, in this game, I'm going to call
smushy emotion.
I'm going to give you two calls. So
the first
one is Michigan State in that game because they're supposed to win. Now, for the second game, West Virginia Spartans versus Duke Blue Devils, who's supposed to win is Duke. Why? Because the whole country is exactly starting to say, okay, Mike Krzyzewski and Coach K, I mean, they're meant to win. They've gotten this far. They have the pedigree to do this. They're good on defense. They rain threes, and they're poised, and they're confident.
Those threes at the end of that game that got them into the Final Four, I mean, those three-point shots at the end that
Absolutely.
Just grabbed that game away. You know, look for that to happen.
I agree. Look for that to happen. However, the West Virginia guards are very fast and very speedy, and I think that there's going to be some matchup problems for Duke. If they can't solve those matchup problems, they're probably going to get into a zone to try and manage that a little bit better.
You know, there's another issue with West Virginia that goes back to stuff that you've talked about a lot on this program, and that is West Virginia really has the momentum.
Yes.
They're the ones that sort of came alive at the end after being really mid
yes.
Top 10.
Well, they're peaking now also.
And yeah, I mean, so they've really been sailing.
They went through the gauntlet of the Big East. The Big East it churns teams up and spits them out, and you saw all the other Big East teams that fell flat after they went through that Big East tournament gauntlet. West Virginia rose to the top of that and was able to take that motion and that energy into the tournament, and they've been able to capitalize off of that and become a better team in the process. It's fair to say that every single team right now is on a roll. Butler has an incredible win streak. They're all peaking at this particular moment. That's why they're there. But my pick for the weekend is the team that's not supposed to win. And so in that context, it'll be the final game will be West Virginia versus Butler.
See, I think I don't want Butler
Michigan
to win
State's
at all because Butler is too boring. They play a slow game. I hate the slow game. I hate them pulling everybody down. I think that's what they do. I don't care about the Cinderella thing. I want West Virginia versus Michigan State, and I want Duke to lose no matter what.
And I think
I'm with John on this for once.
I think most people want Duke to lose no matter what. However, Duke is a great team this year in terms of they're built to win.
They are incredible.
The reason why I think Butler's going to win is because I think their coach is going to prepare them. He's going to do
win the whole thing.
Yes,
he's
going to prepare them to do everything the right way, everything the same way that they've been doing, and that they're going to take that energy from Indianapolis, and something special is going to happen. So I think it's not
smushy emotion.
It's not supposed to happen, and West Virginia should be the team that wins. West Virginia should win because they're the best team there. But everything this year has been the number one. As soon as the number one team, the team that's supposed to win, has fallen. Syracuse, Kentucky, consistently
Michigan
across.
Michigan State wasn't supposed to win either.
Precisely, you know, but at this point, they're a premier team and they're supposed to win.
It's funny, John, Ibrahim's comments lead us right into our question for our listeners today about faith in heaven.
Yeah, indeed. And what's your definition of heaven? It's Butler winning the, I mean, I have to say, pretty ballsy there, calling Butler as the NCAA champion.
Well, it's just the trend of the season, and it's based on how the number ones have fared, or the team that's supposed to win has fared. They've all lost throughout the season.
Well, to give us your pick, the West Virginia Mountaineers, the Michigan State Spartans, the Butler or Duke, Final Four, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen will be watching, so will we. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.